Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. Shannon Sugar Doyle. You remember that name? He was the voice of Alberta Racing for the past 7.5 years. Well, he's taken his microphone and headed east, young man, to London, Ontario and Western Fair. Wait a minute. What's going on? Could somebody take Eugene, please? No. Okay, get him over here. Come on, Eugene. Stop. Stop crying. What is it? I know you want a casino. I get it. Just relax. You'll get a casino someday. Somebody just put him in a quiet room and take a time out. Shannon, Greg, greetings.
Hi there.
How are you now, boys?
Still laughing.
Yes,
no, remember, you're not supposed to laugh. This is serious stuff here. Hey, listen, all kidding aside, he says, welcome to London, Sugar.
Thank you, Norm. Happy to be here.
Were you met by a number of bankers and insurance salesmen when you got into town first, or was it straight to Western Fair, or what happened?
Pretty much straight to Western Fair here. I just came in late last night. I got a pretty good night's sleep and made my way to the fair here this morning.
Lovely. So the fair's going on. That is a fabulous thing. It's one of the biggest in Canada, so you're going to like that. Your boss is standing by, Greg Blanchard. Greg, nice hire there.
Yeah, I agree, Norm. I think the folks in Alberta maybe disagree. They're pretty sad to see him go. I've never seen so much love for a guy, and that bodes well. I think we've definitely made the right decision.
Well, I think it does, because Sugar's one of those guys who's just passionate about the game, and he wants to be more than just an announcer, and he wants to immerse himself in the fabric of the racing community. He did that out west. He'll do it here. Now, Sugar, I got to ask you, what prompted you to want to move to Ontario? Obviously, Greg stood aside to look for a full-time announcer. The opening came up. What made you think, that's what I'm going for?
You know, family's a huge deal with me. It gets me a little closer to my home town, Summerside, Prince Edward Island. But being in London, Ontario, there's good people here. Greg Blanchard, I've known him for quite a few years. Met Hugh Mitchell, and after talking with him, I thought this sounds like a great spot, a great team to be a part of. And I can't say enough. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, you got your fellow Paisan in, Greg, fellow Islander, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Gotta love that. You guys will be a formidable force here. Greg, what was it about Shannon that made you want to go with him as a hire? I'm sure you received a number of applications.
Well, it's exactly what you said, Norm. He'll be a big part of the team here, and I like hearing him use the word team. That's exactly what we think of ourselves here as, and we just knew he'd be a guy that would really fit in well. His reputation in the industry is fantastic. I like his style of calling as well. Mm-hmm. We've talked to Shannon in the past, and they gave him an opportunity at Northlands, a guy that had never really called races full time before, and they gave him an opportunity, and he took the ball and he ran with it, and that's what I like. He's got a very unique style, but he's a professional first and foremost, and just well loved by people in the racing community and fans alike. So we think he'll just simply be a great fit here, and we're looking forward to getting him behind the mic and letting him go.
When's his first day of calling?
Well, he'll be actually calling a heavy hitch show here today at the fair.
So, oh, really?
We're putting him right to work, but his first day of calling, of course, will be opening day, September 21st, which is 3 weeks earlier than we would normally be starting. So.
Yeah, what's the reason for that? You got those extra dates from the commission, but why move it up? Usually October is when things start over there, right?
Well, just with what's happened in the last year and some changes, obviously, to the racing schedule in Ontario. Our schedule had been bumped up a couple of weeks to October the 1st originally, and then with the five additional dates, that got bumped up 10 days further to the 21st. So, for me, it's been a busy few weeks. I take on a different role here during the fair, And with having racing in the background and getting ready for that as well, it's been hectic. But I'm looking forward to the start of another new season with some new changes here, including Shannon, obviously, in the announcer's booth.
Yeah, and it helps you to focus on what you need to do from an administrative and managerial standpoint. You couldn't find a better guy to fit the bill. Hey, Sugar, when you're there, before you go upstairs to do your calling at night, you got to stop by the simulcast lounge.
Yeah.
You got to say hi to my old gang. You just can't sit in my usual chair at the corner end of the bar. It's still mine, okay?
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll leave it there for you.
You got to say hi to Gord Young and Daryl Shoebottom and Murray Prescator and so many folks and Peg and all those gals at the bar. It's great to know that my friends will be well looked after. With a new substitute hanger on or at the bar.
I'm looking forward to meeting people here. You know, like I said, Alberta was great. People out there were fantastic. It was a tough last week or two there to leave a lot of friends, but I'm looking forward to meeting new people here and making friends here as well.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there and listening to your calls. I'm hoping to make a trip down there, and I might just hop up to the booth and say hi with special greetings from Eugene Melnick.
We will see you when you get here.
All right, boys. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Norm.
Thanks, guys.